Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, we found out that Daredevil is dying, and as a result, Matt passed out in an alleyway. Let's see what happens in this issue.
We start out the next issue, issue 52, and I brought this up to you some time ago.
Okay.
This first page here, we've got this lady standing, well, this crowd standing on this street corner. This lady in particular, you know, she says, sirens wailing, bubblegum machine flashing.
The whole Magilla. I'm picturing this in, like...
Very Brooklyn speak.
What's her face? Is Mr. J.
Oh, Harley?
Harley.
That's fair. And she says, must be more than a little bug on the loose, huh?
Litter bug.
Litter bug, sorry. Little bug.
Close. Just an R.
Thank you. Litter bug on the loose, huh? And the cop, who is hanging...
Response to her,
hanging out the window as they're speeding by with the, we're tearing this town apart, young lady, looking for Daredevil. We've got to find him. It's a matter of life and death. His death. I love it. Like, I love it, and I hate it, and I love it. It's just, it's so bad.
But look at her jacket. It's so stylishly on point.
It's
like a alligator skin or something.
I would almost say like a snake skin almost. Just with the white and the black.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, no. Yeah, you're not wrong. The next two pages, we see... I mean, we can make it out as Black Panther. But we see this dark individual running around the rooftops. And then he gets caught in the police light. And they think it's Daredevil. Like, they're trying to find Daredevil. But in reality, it's
one of the Avengers.
Yeah, it's Black Panther. And we find out that they're trying to find Daredevil, obviously. Mm-hmm. They enlist Black Panther to help. And, of course, you know, him being a hero, he does. So this issue actually takes place during an Avengers... arc that we have actually already done.
It's a crossover.
It's yes and no, because the issues that they're referring to is when Hawkeye becomes Goliath. When Hawkeye becomes Goliath.
Not the one he's becoming in the new movie.
No, that's Ronan.
Ronan.
Yeah. If you guys had listened to the episodes that we had released about the Avengers, you'd know we talked all about it.
You know how long ago that was? That was a while ago.
That was a while ago. That was back in, like, August.
Yeah, my gosh. You know how many episodes you've released since then? A lot.
This would be... This actually might be close to 100.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew. I have to check on that one. So Black Panther is out looking for Hawkeye because he had left the monitor room because the Avengers had gone off to search for Black Widow. Because she was captured, I'm using air quotes, because she was like bait. So Hawkeye had taken the Goliath serum and become the new Goliath while the Avengers were gone. And then they basically came back and Hawkeye was gone. And now they didn't know where. But Panther, you know, lets the Avengers know, Yellowjacket and Vision know that, you know, what he's doing is that he's now... Not only is he still looking for Hawkeye, but now he's looking for Daredevil. His first thought was to go to Matt Murdock's place because he is friends with the DA that had enlisted Black Panther to help look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though he knows that the police have probably already been over his apartment, he still wants to go look. But before he can even really get to the apartment, which I question how he knew where his apartment was, but that's...
To the Avengers.
So you know where everybody is?
Sure.
Okay. That's not creepy. But before he can actually get into the building, he feels a presence behind him, and he is pretty sure it is Daredevil, which it is, but Daredevil, well, Matt, thinks that it's an assassin... trying to finish him off. So
he's not unconscious anymore?
No. Apparently not. Don't know. Well, and we'll get an answer here.
Imposter.
We'll get an answer here by the end of the issue of why he's not unconscious. But he clocks Black Panther with, I'm assuming, just some board he found laying on
this. The... That's what he hit him with.
He hits him with this.
The scop.
And he, I'm going to say, quote unquote, knocks out Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Actually, and I'll say here in a second, he didn't have enough power behind his hit. He just went down, you know,
knock
still
him
conscious.
Down, knock him over.
Yeah. We pan up to Matt's apartment where Saxon has taken Karen hostage and has her tied up to a chair. And just explaining to her, oh, that they're waiting for Daredevil. And Karen's like, why are we waiting for Daredevil in Matt Murdock's apartment? And he says, you know, this is the perfect place. You know, he's bound to come here. She states that she knew that Matt's brother was the original Daredevil. Mm. But Mike Murdock, you know, is dead. I had to look into that. Because I had no idea that that he had a brother, for one. And two, that his brother was Daredevil. Turns out, when Matt was on the verge of being found out that he was Daredevil, he made up a new persona.
Mm.
Basically his brother, saying his brother is Daredevil, Mike. And that, you know, he is just this blind lawyer. It only lasted like, I think, 6 or 7 issues. But people believed it, apparently. So that when Mike, quotes, air quotes, died, all right, cool. Now I can be Daredevil and no one will suspect anything. Saxon is just, you know, bragging, telling Karen that, you know, it's not going to matter. You know, we'll see what happens when the Man Without Fear shows up. We go back to Matt on the street above Black Panther, and he realizes that he didn't know who was after him. Once he realized who it was, he felt bad, but then he remembers that Karen was taken by Saxon and needs to go save her. And this is where we figure out that Black Panther didn't actually get hurt. Like, he went down with the strike. And so he starts following who he believes is Daredevil. Matt is trying to get to his apartment because he realizes that's where his costume's at. But before he actually can rush in, he does his radar sense, because now all the senses are back. Like, he's almost back to full form. He's still weak.
Right.
But he's getting all of his powers back. He uses his radar sense and he realizes that there are two people in his apartment. And I think the only reason he did that was because he's not sure really Saxon's motives at the moment, so he's being very careful. Like, he's already sent this android after him. He's obviously very dangerous. But he picks up that both Saxon and Karen are in his apartment. And so now he's worried if Saxon actually told Karen who he is. So he's like standing up in a tree, just looking in, and Saxon looks out thinking that he's just staring in at him. Again, he's thinking that Matt is faking being blind.
Oh, okay.
So he thinks that it's all just an act. And he doesn't realize that. Mm-hmm. No, he actually is blind. So he decides to untie Karen and basically like flaunt her in front of the window to try and antagonize him to come in. And Karen, being the damsel in distress, quickly yells... you know, Daredevil, get away. And that's all he really needed. He just needed her to get Daredevil's attention.
Right.
So he shuts off the lights to try and surprise Daredevil as he comes rushing in. But unbeknownst to Saxon, as soon as he turns on the light, the being that came rushing through the window is actually Black Panther.
You're not Daredevil!
Mm-hmm. And this is another...
Second time tonight that mistake's been made.
Yeah, because the cops made the same mistake. This is another drawing that is odd. Like, the body placement, like Karen's body placement, and the way she's standing is very doll-like.
Barbie.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. But behind Saxon, Daredevil, now in costume, grabs him and just, like, flings him back. And he's mad. He's taken kind of girlfriend, maybe fiance hostage in his apartment. And so he is basically just attacking him until he knocks him unconscious.
Wait a minute. There's a line here. It says, by someone who could only mean harm to the daredevil, release the girl jackal.
I think that...
Is that Dr. Miles Warren?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good catch, though. No, I think it was just, like, Daredevil was calling the android Charlie earlier. I think it was just the noun that he was using.
You look like a Steve.
Close enough. But yeah, so now that Saxon is knocked out, they take a quick breather to catch everybody up. And as Panther and Daredevil are catching up Karen on what's going on, the police come rushing in. And not only does the police come in, but because they realize where Daredevil's at finally, Dr. Roberts comes in as well, the doctor from the jail. He says to Daredevil that everybody's trying to find you to save your life because of test results. And he sees the cut on Daredevil's arm, because he asked him to pull up his sleeve so that they can inject him or with the serum, the antidote, whatever. But he sees his cut on his hand or his arm, this sizable cut, apparently, that drained off just enough blood to do the job.
To fix the issue?
Yeah. Which is why, when he took the rest in the alley, why he was able to get back up almost immediately in the next issue. Or this issue. And the doctor even says, he's like, it looks just like a glass cut. You know, referring to when he cut his hand on the broken glass from the previous issue. And Karen quickly puts it together.
Glass.
Yeah, that glass cut. Interesting. Next page, we've got cops looking over Saxon. Trying to figure out what to do with him. Daredevil's like, you know, just... We're not going to do enough with him. We're just going to let him go. Because he hasn't done anything wrong. I mean, yes, he might have taken the hostage, but he can't really prove they've taken the hostage because he's just there. But before really anybody can do anything, Saxon hops up and levels his gun at Daredevil. So he's acting very movie-style villain-ish. Just with his dialogue and everything he's trying to do. And he mentions it earlier a few different times, like when he's talking to Daredevil at the lab, when he's talking to Karen earlier when she was tied up. Just, he's very blatant in what he's saying. And this is, you know, same thing. He's like, you mistake this insane glean for madness when really it's brilliance. I merely enjoy doing things with a flair. And before really anything can happen, he throws a chair through a window and rushes out, which I find hilarious because this is the same apartment that the android attacked Matt in. It's already disheveled. I'm pretty sure there was already a window blown out.
Yep.
Could have just went through that one, but, you know, whatever.
It's too easy.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a Teen Titans Go episode where Starfire doesn't want to walk through the door, so she blasts a hole in the wall right next to the door.
Yep, so, fair.
Makes sense.
Logical.
Exactly.
Science.
It's too far to walk the extra 2 feet. Or float, because she flies all the time. Daredevil and Panther rush out to try and chase after him. And at this point, Daredevil's like, all right, thank you for helping me out. You can go now to Black Panther. And he's like, okay, I'll leave you to it, I guess. When in reality, he goes a couple blocks and doubles back to just keeping an eye, just making sure.
Right.
Daredevil ends up tracking down Saxon and, you know, tackles him. But like I said earlier, he's got nothing on him. Like, everything is circumstantial. All the evidence, there is no evidence. The android's gone. or not really gone, but they can't tie it, the android to Saxon. Benson is dead, other than kidnapping Karen, which wasn't really kidnapping because she willingly went with him.
Yeah.
There's nothing for Daredevil to hold Saxon accountable.
Yeah.
So Saxon just basically wanders off. He's like, you know, you're gonna let me go because I'm the hero in this screenplay, in my screenplay. You know, while you, Murdoch, are a villain. And all the while, Black Panther is listening in, and so he knows now that Matt Murdoch is Daredevil, but he's not going to say anything about it. You know, the honor among heroes.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
What a sweetheart.
Although I believe at the same time, he's also, if I remember correctly, from the Avengers issues, he's wanting to go back home at this time. He's wanting to go back to Wakanda. So.
Well, that's not how I would, too.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. It, basically, a nice big blizzard happening. Daredevil is just standing there as it starts to whirl around him. And he's, you know, he's, as he says, he's playing a waiting game. That's, yeah, that's really the end of the issue.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story.